Yes, Sonny, and I understand you're beginning with boxing.
Kim, we're going to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Namdi, you were ringside for Mayweather Maidana 2 in Las Vegas.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Mayweather scores a unanimous decision at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. After the fight, Namdi, Mayweather gave himself a grade of C-. What kind of grade would you give him?
Well, I would give him a more like a B+.
Now, one of the sidebar stories in this fight, Namdi, an alleged bite by Maidana. Did he really bite Mayweather?
Yes, he really did in the 8th round. And I think the commission didn't really do anything, and the referee didn't really do much. I think they should have investigated, because that's very, very wrong to let him get away with it. They should have at least fined him. And in the press conference after the fight, Maidana's attitude was, well, I didn't do nothing to him. But the bite marks were there, you know. So for the commission to just sweep that under the rug and allow it to go, that's just not right at all.
The fight did seem to play out the way you predicted. Mayweather would stick and move, fight defensively, and the fans would boo at the end. And it seemed like that was exactly what happened. Your thoughts?
Sonny, that's exactly what happened. And you asked, why then did you go to the fight, knowing that this was going to be a boring fight? Knowing that you're going to end up spending $300 per room, you know? And I was, but, you know, we go to this fight to mix with the boxing gurus. To see maybe he will sit on the ropes and get his ribs broken, you know. To see maybe he'll have his jaw broken. Maybe he'll make one mistake. You know, Sonny, this is not wrestling. This is boxing, you know. This is the sweet science. I called it before the fight that he will make adjustments and Maidana will come out swinging and he will not be able to hit anything. And at the end of it, the fans will boo. But Sonny, check this. He was guaranteed $32 million minimum for the fight. So come on, man, you know. We can say all the stuff about him, but he got paid. That's why he's called money.
Namdi, I've been watching fights for a long time. You have too. I can't remember a fighter better defensively than Mayweather. Where does he rate for his defensive skills?
I think hands down right now, Sonny, nobody on the planet. He knows what he wants to do, and he knows how he can block the punch. He knows how to grab and hold you to slow you down. People complain about the grabbing, the clinching, but he needed to do that to slow Maidana down, you know. So you got to give him his props, Sonny, because, you know, he was able to use his legs, a lot of lateral movement we expected before the fight. Then the grabbing and the clinching was necessary to slow Maidana down. Other than that, Maidana would have just gone there and cracked his ribs.
Mayweather once again asked about Manny Pacquiao, Namdi. Are we any closer to seeing Mayweather Pac-Man?
Well, from the inside source, talk to some inside people. They're actually negotiating right now. They're actually talking, but they don't want people to know that they are talking. They have no choice but to make this fight. The only thing that will disrupt this fight is if, come November, Manny Pacquiao don't do his part. If Manny Pacquiao knocks out Chris Algieri and then Mayweather is ready to go, we can see this fight for May in Vegas. You know, so before this fight, Saturday night, I said, no, they're just pulling, they're hyping it so that they can get us to pay and come and see this fight. But from the inside source now, they're actually talking, but they don't want to negotiate in the media. VOA!
You told our VOA boxing fans Mayweather was guaranteed $32 million for this victory over Maidana. What are we looking at in terms of money figures for Pac-Man Mayweather?
We are looking at anywhere from $250 to $300 million, Sonny. We're talking about crazy paper, like we say in Hollywood. This is serious crazy paper on the table. If you want to see the fight, I want to see the fight. Fight fans want to see the fight. If we say, okay, you have to pay $100 to put it on your pay-per-view, people will rush out to see the fight. These two fighters realize now they have nowhere to go but to fight. And I think we're getting close. Unless it's a big upset in Macau, November against Algeria, which I don't think will happen.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Galala. Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, let's kick off in Europe. And how about the recent highlights involving African players?
Yes, Sonny, but unfortunately no African goals in the English Premier League. But there was a good performance from Victor Moses. He's on loan from Chelsea at Stoke City. But unfortunately, despite his good performance, in which he created some chances and also missed a couple of his own, Stoke City continued to be very erratic. In the previous round, they went to Manchester City and pulled off a sensational 1-0 victory. But then, at home to promoted Leicester City at the weekend, they went down 1-0. But nevertheless, Victor Moses, by all accounts, the pick of the African stars playing in the English Premier League on a weekend when none of them were able to find a net. A player who was surprisingly dropped was Sofiane Feghouli. He's the Algerian midfielder, a wide player who played very well at the World Cup. He plays for Valencia in La Liga. But he came on as a substitute and created the final goal in a 3-1 victory for Valencia over Espanyol. And another good performance in Spain came from the discarded Cameroonian goalkeeper, Carlos Kameni. He plays for Malaga, and they drew 0-0 with Levante. Now, what's happened, Sonny, with Cameroon is that an 18-year-old, Joseph Ondua, who's in the Barcelona youth scheme, he's now the number one choice. And with Kameni playing very well, it seems as if there's an embarrassment of riches for the Cameroonian coach, Volker Fink, when it comes to goalkeepers at the moment. If we move across to Italy, Sully Montari, he's the out-of-favor Ghana midfielder. Montari, along with Kevin Prince-Boateng, they were sent packing during the World Cup for ill discipline. And he had a good game in midfield for Milan in an amazing game in Serie A. 5-4 victory for Milan over Parma. Now, if you think of Italian football, you normally think of low-scoring games. It's a country where defenders are often outstanding, but clearly not on this occasion. So good win from Milan, and by all accounts, Montari played his part in that victory. And then some African goals, I'm happy to report, from the German Bundesliga. Chopo Mutting, he is the Cameroonian striker, he scored for Schalke, but unfortunately they went down 4-1 to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Another Schalke player, Kevin Prince-Boateng, he made a return to the side after injury, but unfortunately his side took a 4-1 hammering, and he got a second-half booking, so all in all, not a very happy time for Kevin Prince. But a happier time for Sami Alagay. He's the Tunisian striker who plays for Mainz. He scored against his former club, Hertha Berlin, and Mainz won 3-1. And Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, he is the rising Gabon star who plays for Borussia Dortmund, one of the top clubs in Germany. Surprisingly, Aubameyang was only on the substitute bench, but he came on in the closing stages and scored a goal as Dortmund beat the visiting Freiburg by 3-1. VOA!
David, I know many of our VOA football fans follow the English Premier League. We're early in the season. How about a look at the EPL table?
Yes, honey, and the pace setters are Chelsea, and the man who's got a lot to do with that is their close-season signing, Diego Costa. He is the Brazil-born Spanish striker. He opted for Spain in the World Cup. Didn't have a particularly good World Cup, though, and played a big part in Atletico Madrid reaching the Champions League final last year, where they lost, of course, 4-1 in the end to Real Madrid after leading 1-0 approaching the end of regular time. Well, Costa's hat-trick helped Chelsea to a 4-2 win over Swansea in what was surprisingly a top-of-the-table clash. Swansea doing very well with 3 victories in a row, but coming up short against the expensively assembled Chelsea. And that result, Sonny, put Chelsea on top of the table. 4 wins from 4 games, 15 goals scored, 6 conceded, and 12 points. Big surprise in second place, it's Aston Villa with 10 points. Now, Villa went to Liverpool, and of course, I have admitted many times on the Sunny Side of Sport that I have a fondness for Liverpool. But what I should have remembered, Sonny, at the weekend before that match is that Villa are very much a bogey team for the Reds at Anfield. And it happened once again, Villa winning 1-0, an early goal from Agbon.
Little technical problems there with our audio. We hope to hear from David Legg again very soon with an English Premier League update. As David mentioned, the Blues of Chelsea are topping the English Premier League table right now with 12 points. And they got a big match coming up on Sunday. They're going to take on defending EPL champion Manchester City. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a photo from Madrid of the USA men's basketball team, which over the weekend routed Serbia to lift the FIBA Basketball World Cup trophy. It was the second consecutive world title for the Americans, led by Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski, who we heard on Monday's program. So check out my Facebook page. Once again, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And I want to give one more quick shout out for Kyrie Irving. He was named the most valuable player of the FIBA Basketball World Cup. Kyrie is 22 years old. He's getting ready for another season with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's going to be teamed up with superstar LeBron James this coming season. The Cavs are going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes Wuhib,